This is the Truth Network.
Is it about winning arguments or winning souls to Christ? Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And who do you think of when you hear that verse? Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. And one of the great anglers, one of the great fishermen of the Christian faith has gone on to heaven. His name is Ravi Zacharias. What a legendary man of God. He just passed away recently after a bout with cancer, and he is in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm so excited to have on the phone, this guy's all over the world traveling, preaching, one of Ravi Zacharias's disciples. In Luke 6:40, Jesus said that a disciple will become like his teacher. Well, that's exactly what has happened to Alex McFarland, who in like fashion as Ravi Zacharias is preaching the gospel on college campuses, debating atheists on YouTube, all over national radio and TV. He's on his way to a webcast right now. This guy never stops. But Alex, what about Ravi Zacharias, man? It's so good to have you in all the stories. And I've been on the stage with you, and Ravi is there to speak at your powerful conferences. What happened? Tell us real quick, when you heard the news that Ravi had busted into heaven, what went through your mind, brother?
Wow. Well, obviously, it was rejoicing to think of a faithful servant of God is now in the presence of Jesus, whom he served so faithfully. But, you know, Stu, it's kind of bittersweet. 22 years ago, with your help, we started the Truth for a New Generation Ministries and have been all over the country to do 46 major citywide apologetics crusades. And I remember the thrill 20 years ago when we booked Ravi for the first time to speak. And, you know, what a thrill to see God raise up the apologetics movement. And Ravi was just like the C.S. Lewis of our times, just so brilliant, so articulate. But he was a very sweet person. I mean, he was a nice person. And he could have been arrogant or, you know, conceited, but he wasn't. And, you know, we booked him. It was my honor to introduce him on stages numerous times, to spend personal time with him. And so when I heard that he had gone to be with Jesus, I rejoiced that he heard those words, well done, good and faithful servant, I'm sure. But, you know, I do think it's the end of a major era in American evangelical ministry, and really a new era in apologetics, because Ravi, you know, there's a lot of apologists, Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, all very close personal friends of our family, but Ravi was, he was on a level of his own. I mean, he really was.
Kind of the Jedi Meister, the Obi-Wan Kenobi of apologetics, and what a sweet spirit. Now, Alex, people see you a lot. They hear you a lot. Not everyone's met you in person like I have. Not everyone has tasted the delicious Alex McFarland blueberry jam that I had actually this morning, or the Alex McFarland peanut butter. And I mean, just on a humorous side, just really is delicious. But people have read your books, but there is this tendency for duplicity among a guy you see on the big screen or hear preach, and you're like, I wonder if he's, you know, brutal to his wife. I wonder if he's really mean to people that just want to talk to him or autograph. Tell us about who was Ravi Zacharias when you guys were, you know, in the Uber car coming from the airport to a big venue for him to preach at one of your events. Who was Ravi Zacharias when you and Angie were sitting down with him and his sweet wife, you know, over dinner the night before an event? Tell us a little bit about the man, you know, on the screen and the man in real life.
Well, I believe he was the real deal. I mean, I really do. We did an event 16 years ago at Yale University. I've got to tell you this, dude. This is kind of funny. We did Truth for New Generation in New Haven, Connecticut. And I made about 6 trips up there, and I met with, you know, campus ministries and churches, and I was, even before our big conference, I was on the campus of Yale a number of times. Well, I met a group of campus atheists, and they were like, will Ravi Zacharias really be here in person, or is this video? I said, no, he's going to be here. He'll be here in person. And they said, well, we want to meet him. You know, I got a question. I said, oh, yeah, what do you want to ask Ravi? And one of the guys had this silly question, you know, if God is all powerful, could God make a rock so heavy even he couldn't lift it? Which is an old, you know, it's a contradictory, meaningless question. I said, well, sure, you can meet Ravi, of course, you know. You meet Josh McDowell, Norm Geisler, Gary Habermas, Lee Strobel, anything you want. So anyway, Ravi spoke, and it was brilliant. And I asked Ravi, and he doesn't always do this, but I asked Ravi to give an altar call, which he did, and 187 people accepted Christ, including the leader of a Hindu study group at Yale. 187 out of 2,200 people. Anyway, Ravi just was amazing, brilliant. And the atheist club that came kind of had a deer in the headlights look. And I went up to one of the guys. I said, so you want to meet Ravi? And they were like, nah, we're good. I was like, come on, I thought you wanted to get up in Ravi Zacharias' face. He's here. You ready to school Ravi? And the atheists were like, nah, that's okay. We're good.
Wow.
And he was just brilliant. But let me tell you this, too. Ravi had chronic back pain. And, of course, later, you know, it was cancer, and that ultimately would take his life. What a lot of people don't know is this. We were in the green room backstage at this auditorium in New Haven, Connecticut. And Ravi was in such pain, he had to lay down on a couch because he was really hurting. And he was so nice and talked with me. And, of course, I was just, you know, like in awe of him as well. But he gets up off of this couch where he had to lay on his back, and he goes out there and he gives a dynamic message for like 50, 55 minutes, almost an hour. He talks to people. He signs books. He ministers. Mm-hmm. He prays with people. And then he went back to the green room and lay back down. And my point is the public that was there to meet him, and he listened to questions patiently. They don't know the guy was in like chronic agony, but you never would have known he was hurting and in bad pain because he went out there and he gave of himself.
Wow.
And I think that glorifies God.
It sure does. The voice you're hearing is Dr. Alex McFarland, an author, well-known conference speaker. He coordinates and brings all these guys together. You'll go into a big venue, and you'll see up there Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel, and, of course, Alex McFarland, who's a huge draw himself. And then they'll introduce a man by the name of Ravi Zacharias, who just made his grand introduction into heaven, gone to be with the Lord after a battle with cancer. Alex agreed to come on with me briefly here to just challenge and encourage you and share some Ravi stories like he just did. Just amazing. The Atheist Club's worst nightmare, but really a gracious man who really taught us how to win souls, not just win arguments and not demean people. He really valued people as these hardened atheists and agnostics and even false religions and cults would try to attack him and tear him down and trip him up. Ravi just had so much grace and so much wisdom. And he said this one quote I love from Ravi: Jesus does not offer to make bad people good, but he makes dead people alive. A quote from Ravi Zacharias. Alex,
Amen. People
listening, Amen. So many people are discouraged by this. And of course, we want to pray for the whole Zacharias family and his ministry of Let My People Think and Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. But give us a challenge, really. There's a call here to the Alex McFarlands of this world, the Stu Eppersons of this world, the other young people of this world who, of course, may not have the notoriety, may not have the learning or the accomplishments of a Ravi Zacharias, but who's the next Ravi? And Alex, what's your challenge, everyone, as we wrap up here on stepping into those big shoes of our dear brother in Christ, Ravi, who's now in heaven, and proclaiming Christ boldly in these last days? What's your challenge to do that? Where there's a sense to which Ravi, with a megaphone from heaven, might be saying, hey, take up the torch, take up the word of God,
sure. Open
your mouth and boldly proclaim the truths, the glories of the majesty of Christ. What would you say to challenge us going home, Alex?
Well, never underestimate what the Lord might want to do in and through your life. You know, I was with Ravi at Focus on the Family a few years ago, and I asked him, I said, hey, how can I be praying for you? And he privately, he said, well, you know, I can't really be too public with this, but I've been invited to go see the Queen of England. The Queen wants a private meeting with me. And, you know, this wasn't well publicized, but a number of times Ravi told me that he would go and the Queen wanted, the Queen of England, who is, as far as I know, a devout believer, Ravi was almost like a chaplain talking with her. I mean, how many people get summoned by the Queen?
Yeah.
Now, Norm Geisler told me that in Trinity in the early 70s, I asked him once, I said, did Ravi stand out as a brilliant student? Norm said, Dr. Geisler, by the way, who went to be with the Lord last summer, and he was a brilliant genius himself. And by the way, when my wife and I renewed our vows at our 25th wedding anniversary, Dr. Geisler officiated. He was a dear brother. But Norm said Ravi was quiet. He didn't stand out as being especially brilliant. But he had some gifts God gave him, and he honed and worked on those gifts. Mm-hmm. So the three things I would say very quickly is, accept the giftings God has given you and invest in growing those giftings. And then serve the Lord where you are, and God will take you to where he wants you to be. And thirdly, never underestimate what God would do through your life. Ravi did extraordinary things for God. I think he was just an ordinary believer, but he had an extraordinary level of commitment and frankly, a work ethic to work on his relationship with Jesus, and he was a voracious reader, and God used him on the world stage. So, Stu, the time is short. Christ is coming. It's time for us to step it up, to be those witnesses for Jesus, and yes, the defenders of the faith that the world needs to experience. And so, God bless the memory of Ravi, and may all of us be inspired and motivated by his example.
Amen. Dr. Alex McFarland, alexmcfarland.com. What a man of God. He speaks all over the world, and his biggest draw, and is one of his dear friends, and someone beloved by us all, is Dr. Ravi Zacharias, who is now with the Lord. Thank you, Alex, for popping in here, brother. You are such a blessing.
God bless you, Stu. It's always a pleasure. Let's visit soon.
We'll do it, man. God bless you, brother. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel, and thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.